Trump at CPAC, "You are either with the peaceful truckers or you are with the left-wing fascists." By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on February 26, 2022. Former President Donald Trump once again praised the Freedom Convoy trucker movement and said, "A line has been crossed. You're either with the peaceful truckers or you are with the left-wing fascists." On Saturday during his speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, Trump called out far-left Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's tyrannical response to the peaceful Freedom Convoy trucker movement protesting onerous public health mandates. Trump said, "The tyranny we have witnessed in Canada in recent weeks should shock and dismay people all over the world. In an advanced Western democracy, the peaceful movement of patriotic truckers, workers, and families protesting for their most basic rights and liberties has been violently put down. Their assets and life savings have been frozen. They have been slandered as Nazis, racists, and terrorists. These are the names they have been called. They've been arrested and charged with phony crimes. They've been falsely accused of loyalty to foreign powers. I watched them. I saw those maple leaves all over the flags and the love for their country. Plenty of Americans were there too, and they love our country." Trump added that Trudeau is hunting down these peaceful protesters like enemies of their own government and treating them worse than drug dealers and murderers or rapists. He went on to draw a line in the sand, saying, "A line has been crossed. You're either with the peaceful truckers or you are with the left-wing fascists. And it's been a strong line. We stand with the truckers and we stand with the Canadian people in their noble quest to reclaim their freedom," Trump added. Trump then talked about our country and said Americans must stand up and declare independence from every last COVID mandate. Right here in our own nation. It's also far past time to declare independence from every last COVID mandate. It's time, Trump said. He also added, "With one voice, Americans must insist that the emergency is over and we will submit to this left-wing tyranny no longer." Trump mentioned that during the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, he let American governors determine the response, but he noted that Republican governors' efforts were better than their Democrat counterparts. He called out Democrat governors for harming our children with mask mandates and only lifting these mandates in the months leading up to the crucial midterm elections. "And you know, as early as when it first happened, I let the governors make that decision. And we had some governors that did a great job. And we had some governors that didn't do a very good job. But I can tell you that the Republican governors did quite well. Thank you, quite well. And a big difference also on crime. You look at where the crime is, and you don't see the word Republican very much, if at all. With one voice, Americans must insist that the emergency is over. And we will submit to this left-wing tyranny no longer. We will not do it any longer. They're causing so much damage to people and to our children. The people who are masking our children may plan to live those mandates right before the election, thinking they'll get some votes. But we will never forget what they did to our children. We will hold them accountable at the ballot box this November." Trump warned that left-wing politicians in America want to bring Trudeau's tyrannical tactics here, replacing our democracy with a woke tyranny. "As everyone here understands, the COVID mandates are just one part of a much larger crisis," Trump said. "The radical left is trying to replace American democracy with woke tyranny. They want to do the same thing to America that Trudeau has been doing to Canada, and much, much worse. Our mission in 2022 and in 2024 is to take on this radical and power-hungry ruling class and to deliver them an electoral defeat so resounding that they are exiled into political oblivion, never ever to return again," he said.